Thank you, Jesus. Let's give him some praise in this house.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, let's give him some praise in this house. I didn't wait all week to come to some place that doesn't want to praise Jesus. Let's give him some praise in this house. He deserves all the praise. He's a King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. What can we fear? Nothing, because we serve him who rules over all, is in all, and it says and declares in the Psalms that he is Lord of all. Give him some praise in this house. The Holy Spirit has been just speaking since I've got up this morning. Actually, he was speaking all week, and I've been listening, and Rosemary said this morning, I said, I woke up at 6:30, and she said, did you have a nice rest? I was talking to God from 6:30 until you woke up at 8, and so I'm excited to be here once again. I'm excited at this word that I have for you. It's so powerful in terms of what Holy Spirit is going to do from this point on. It's a significant word for all of you. It's a declaration and a decree of what God is releasing, what God is doing, and what God's going to launch this church into. Amen. In the years ahead, and the days ahead, and the months ahead. So just rejoice with me, because I'm glad to be here. I'm thankful Holy Spirit has allowed me to be here. I'm thankful Holy Spirit, from before I was in my mother's womb, he knew I would be standing here today declaring this word of breakthrough for this church called Reconciler. The very name of this church speaks of destiny, speaks of purpose, speaks of dream, speaks of vision, and speaks what you are going to do. And the breakthrough that God is bringing to this church is that you're bringing reconciliation not only to this neighborhood, not only to in your own lives, but there's four areas where God is going to supernaturally move, and your breakthroughs are going to happen today. Hallelujah. Let's give him some praise. If that doesn't stir your grits, it's been stirring my grits all week to deliver this word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill this place with your presence. Let us not offer our plans. Let us not offer ourselves, but you just take over. Take over, Holy Spirit. Take over our hearts, take over our minds, and bring the realization of our significance, that we are significant. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Wreck us. Fill us. Let us stand in awe. Let us embrace the signs and the wonders that are wrought in our midst. We woke up. You brought us and gave us grace. Come, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. And the saints of heaven said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, here's the point, and I have to say this because it's not part of the message, but something the Holy Spirit gave me in terms of prophetic word. There's a scripture in John where it says, Jesus knew where he had come from. It was a moment when Jesus had a revelation of where he had come from, it says, and that he was going back to the Father, and that all things had been given into his hands. So he knew where he had come from, he knew where he was going, and that the Father had given all things into his hands. And so if you belong to Jesus, if Jesus is Lord of your life, You know where you're going. Come on. You know where you've come from. And you know that all things have been given in your hands. And so your significance is in his significance. And here's what he did when he came to that revelation. When Holy Spirit revealed where he had come from, where he was going, and that the Father had given all things into his hands. Here's your significance, is that when he came to that revelation, when Holy Spirit made it known to him, Jesus, Spirit-filled man, same as us, Spirit-filled. When he came to that revelation, he took up a towel and he washed the disciples' feet. Your significance, Church of the Reconciler, is that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is always standing before you with a towel draped over his arm, ready to wash your feet. The King of Glory, the Lord of Lords, is always ready to wash your feet. Do you understand who you are? You have the King of Glory, God of all, always ready with a towel over his arm to wash your feet. And Sam, when he looked at the 11 disciples, when he knew the authority and the power on earth and in heaven and on earth had been given to him, he looked at the 11 and he set for us an example. And he set for us a picture of our significance, of who we are. King of Glory, always ready to wash our feet. Come on, somebody. That ought to make you just quiver.
Amen.
That should make you want to go home and do grits, because it should stir your grits.
Amen.
Our significance. Think about that for 5 minutes. It'll make your head explode. Who is this king? Who is this king?
Hallelujah.
Who is this King of Glory? Who is this king who set and forever changed the dynamic of the church? When he looked at the 11, and when he realized all that authority and all that power, who his significance was, he forever changed the church. Because he looked at the 11 and he set the example. So that in the authority and the power of open heaven above us, we can go serve and serve well. And we are significant because he's always ready with a towel over his arm. Amen.
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 Amen. Now you can all stand up and declare, I am. Come on, if you can stand up. This is going to be working church today. I am.
I am.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
Significant.
Significant.
I am called
to go to the world.
And I have all authority
and all power
from heaven above,
in Jesus'
name,
to deliver,
to heal,
to
cast out the demons, because
I am significant
in Jesus'
name.
Amen. You all just gave a prophetic word. By declaring that, you declared it over your life.
Amen.
You just declared and made a decree. So remember the word. It's over you and in you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody understand your significance now?
Yes.
Do you know who you are?
Yes.
Come on, Jesus. Come on. Glory. Amen. Well, that was just a warm-up. Here's something else Holy Spirit's been speaking to me that he wants you to know. Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus took Peter, James, and John, and they went up on a mount, Matthew chapter 17, and Jesus stopped his enfleshment. And so it says his face shone like the glory of his son. His clothes were whiter than anybody could make white. And then the voice came out of heaven saying, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. There's a word for you. Here are my beloved sons and daughters in whom I'm well pleased." If you're hearing anything else other than those words, if something's chirping in your ear, and it's not those words, "This is my beloved son or daughter in whom I'm well pleased," tell the devil to get out and shut up.
Amen.
Shut up.
Yes.
Devil, shut up. Because the Father's words, because you're significant, and because you are in Christ, because you're a new creation, the old has died, the new has come.
Amen.
And because of your significance and who you are, if you hear anything speaking in your head or in your heart other than, "This is my beloved son and daughter in whom I'm well pleased," you, in the name of Jesus, because you're significant, can say, "Get behind me, Satan." You have no right in this temple of the Holy Spirit. I am a new creation in Christ. The old has died, the new has come.
Amen.
I no longer liveth, but he that liveth in me.
Amen.
And I can do all things in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So now we know who we are, we hear the voice of the Father, and we know that we have been called because Jesus set the example for us. He modeled the example. It said he went about doing good, healing everybody. And I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, your eye, where's that sister? She's not here? Okay, I'll wait till she comes back from the bathroom. But we've been called and we've been modeled in him. We have all authority in heaven above is in us. Where is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Right here. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So we have within here a river. And rivers always go somewhere. We don't have a lake in here. We have a river in here. And a river's always want to go somewhere. And a river always wants to bring what Jesus modeled. Somebody was saying earlier, Jesus is still in the family business. Do you know the family business? Do you know the family business? It ain't knocking off people. But we're in the Jesus mafia. And we're in the family business. And you know what the family business is? He went about doing good, healing everyone. Healing everyone. Say, "Well, I haven't healed everyone yet." Well, don't stop.
That's right.
Because you know what? If you pray for somebody and they don't get healed, you know what that's supposed to do? As my sister was saying, let's not focus on the fact that they didn't get healed. Let's spin it, give God praise, because now I've just gotten a little bit hungrier. And God wants hunger. He doesn't want desperation. He doesn't want pleading prayers. He wants hunger. How hungry are you? And in the name of Jesus Christ, your eye, sister, which one is it?
Left.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sight return. No effects from any aneurysm. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Eye be opened. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Just give him glory. Thank you, Lord, for the healing. So we've been called to do good and to heal everybody. And when we pray and it doesn't happen, let's not focus on the fact that it didn't happen. Let's focus on the fact that God's given us another opportunity because we're still living. And we can pray a little harder. So the mountain transfiguration, that what we can learn from Mount Transfiguration, is the other thing Holy Spirit wants you to hear today, is that we will always go to the mountain. Peter, James, and John. And you know what? They wanted to build booths there and say, we need to stay here. But when we go to the mountain, when we go to the mountain in our quiet time, when we go to the mountain, we always have to come back down to the valley. We always have to go down to the valley. Because we've been designed, modified, and positioned to be planted in the midst of chaos. You know why? Because God's plan from the very beginning, he created man from the dust of the earth. He took one of his ribs, created a woman. They walked in glory. They walked in the presence. We always need to be in the presence when we ascend to the mountain in our quiet time. We're ascending to the glory, presence of God. And so when God's design for them is he made a home called Eden in the midst of chaos. Because when Satan was thrown from heaven, he was thrown to the earth. And the earth was full of chaos. And so Adam and Eve, God made them a house in the midst of chaos. So by that very fact, we know that we have been designed, it's in our DNA, to always be planted in the midst of chaos. So stop praying, Lord, get me out of this trouble. Lord, pour through me, let this river flow so that I can bring the shalom of God into this chaos. Thank you, Lord, for the chaos. Thank you, Lord, for the trouble. Because I am over, I'm not under. I am the head and not the tail. And it's my job, my destiny, and in my DNA to call down heaven to earth.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Because all authority has been given to Jesus. And if you belong to Jesus, how much authority do you have?
All.
So we need to be a church. That's such a great word from my sister. Stop focusing on what hasn't happened and stop focusing on the fact that there's a problem in front of you. The Father sits there and goes, don't they get it yet? That's the way we made them. You see, the first Adam failed. The second Adam didn't fail. And so now, the righteous requirement of the law has been fulfilled in Jesus' name. So stop thinking about sin so much. He took care of it. It's covered. We sing songs about the blood. We eat the blood. Sooner or later, we're going to get the fact that the sins of the world have been taken care of. So when the devil comes chirping in your ear, he's always chirping in your ear about what you did yesterday. Because he doesn't know the future. He can't. He's been cut off from the source of life. And when he's cut off from the source of life, guess what the devil is doing a little bit every day? Dying. Ooh. You mean the devil's dying? How can you have life apart from the source of life?
Hallelujah.
He's dying. He's defeated and he's dying. Does he have power? Yeah. Guess where he has to get the authority from to make his power move? Uh-huh. Amen. He has to get it from us. And how does he do that? Fear. He starts exercising his faith, which is called fear. And we respond because we listen to his dumb voice. If you have fallen down, before you get down on your knees to say, Jesus, I'm sorry, you're forgiven. It's taken care of. So just like get over sin. Don't focus on sin. Focus on doing good and healing everybody because it's the model he set for us. You can read it. 1 John 4, verse 8. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When we really catch who we are, when we really understand our significance, and that he's always standing there with a towel over his arm, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, ready to wash our feet and set us on the path to put us in problems so that we can demonstrate the kingdom of heaven on earth. The power and the authority and bring healing to the land, healing to people's lives, healing to our own lives. You're a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. Stop worrying about yesterday. And so God, from his very design with Adam and Eve, the second Adam, Jesus, who we all are, Christ in us, the hope of glory. He designed and he placed us into chaos so that we could bring heavenly solutions. Because God, here's a truth for you. Who wants truth? Who's ready to rock and roll in some truth? God has a solution for every problem in this world. God has the solution for every problem in this world. There is nothing outside of his divine plan, purpose, and problem-solving ability that this earth can create. Could God ever make a stone so big that he couldn't lift it? How many have heard that cycle babble? Well, here's the answer to this one. Let me deliver you. There's nothing that God can't do.
Amen.
So there's no stone he couldn't lift.
Amen.
He's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords, and he's God of everything.
Amen.
That's who we are. And when you capture that, then you get a hold of divine Holy Spirit plan. And here's Holy Spirit plan. God's very design from the very, very beginning. Satan was cast to earth. God created in the midst of chaos. And he said what? Subdue and multiply. That decree and command has never changed in Christ Jesus. We have been given dominion, so have dominion over the face of the earth. And multiply.
Yes.
And you know what eventually happens if we get in line? We make the devil homeless.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Going out of business.
Going homeless. Who wants to make the devil homeless?
Amen.
Come on, man. I'm all in. I'm in it. I'm in it. And guess where he moves? In sickness. I hate sickness. Because I hate the devil. I don't have to love the devil. I can hate the devil. And I hate everything he stands for. And everything he does. And I'm going to be a crazy man. And I'm going to go after every kind of sickness. Because I'm going to do good. And I want the devil homeless. In Jesus' name. We're home wreckers. We're going to wreck his home. Because we're going to multiply. And if I got to stand on a pew until we finally get it. You know what? I'll stand on pews. Because we're home wreckers. We want to wreck every home for the glory of God that he has taken up residence in. Because he's dead, he's dying, and he has no authority except what he's stolen. He's a stealer and a beggar from the beginning. And I serve the living God, the God of power, the God of glory. And I'm in his presence all the time because the ark is within me. Where's the ark of the covenant? It's in you. Whoa. Are you getting it? Is it clear? Do you know who we are? Do you know who you are? Do you know what's in you? Do you know the authority you have? Do you know the power? Call on it. Call on it. Die to it. Obey it. Be crazy in it. You know why? Do you know why we need to do it? Because we fulfill the Father's dream. And you know what the Father's dream? You know what the Father's dream for all of us? Here's his dream. That your joy may be made full.
Amen.
That's Papa's dream. For you and me, that our joy may be made full. And when our joy is full, Papa laughs. He celebrates because his dream is happening in all of us. Okay, here's the word. That was the warm up. Here's what Holy Spirit has given me for you guys. Joshua chapter 1. This is people of God. You've entered into. I got a word before I was given this sermon. And here's what Holy Spirit is doing with each and every one of you. Here's what he's doing with this church. He's loading you into the starting gates. He's loading you into the starting gates. And here's Holy Spirit. What he's saying to you, because you're being loaded into the starting gates today. Because now you know who you are. Now you know what you carry. And you're being loaded into the starting gates. That's why my brother's been having all these visions of horses.
Amen.
Here's Holy Spirit's words to you. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you.
Yes.
I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Here I'm going to give you a principle of Scripture. When Holy Spirit speaks, be strong and courageous. And when we submit in obedience, guess what is released? The anointing in the command. Oh, come on, Jesus. There's an anointing. So when you obey, there's anointing and power in the command. And it gets released in obedience. How do I become strong and courageous? Just simply say, yes, Lord. And guess what you are? Loaded in the gate. Your saddle is called strong and courageous. Strong and courageous. Strong and courageous is in the house. Strong and courageous is in the gate. Strong and courageous will change this city. Strong and courageous will change Birmingham. Strong and courageous will change Alabama. Strong and courageous will change Washington, D.C. Strong and courageous will change this nation. Strong and courageous are the words of revival. See, because when you realize that the anointing and the power in obedience is released, strong and courageous is my mantle. Strong and courageous is with me in the gate. Strong and courageous is in the house. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to your fathers to give you. You have crossed over, people of God. You have crossed over into the promised land. You're being loaded into the gate because the reality is that you've crossed over into the promised land. The miracles, signs, and wonders when you were wandering in the desert of yourself was to sustain you. Now the miracles, signs, and wonders that you're receiving today as you're loaded in the gate is to advance you. It's no more about sustaining. It's about taking land.
Amen.
Signs and wonders will launch you out of the gate. And we need signs and wonders. Why? Because we worship them? No, it's because they take us to and always give us a sense of awe. Awe, holy awe of the one who authorizes and releases them. But he just wants some crazy people to start doing it. That know who they are. That realize strong and courageous is my name.
Hallelujah.
And the land is my land. Not his land. He can't have it. And I'm going to kick the devil on every street corner that he wants to stand and vault his ugly face and his ugly words. Because he's only here to steal, kill, and destroy. And let me tell you, I'm going to stamp on his head. He bruised the heel of Jesus. But Jesus crushed his head. 3 days he came for. If the devil knew the future, he would never have allowed the crucifixion.
Amen.
That's how you know he doesn't know what you're going to do this next hour. And so when we start moving in glory and power and doing the do, releasing the kingdom, he's got no defense. Because we're doing guerrilla warfare. And he can't set up a strategy to counteract it. Whoa! Come on. Come on. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Only be strong and very courageous. Oh, just got woo. Holy Spirit just took it up a Holy Spirit notch. Now he said, be very courageous. So you know what? There's an anointing in that command to be very. Who wants in for the very? And be careful to do according to all this says. This is active. It's powerful. And it's alive.
Amen.
This is a living word that talks about the Word himself. And demonstrates everything that the Word did and is still doing. Because we're in the family business. And the family business is healing. Never let this living Word depart from your mouth, and you shall meditate on it day and night. Never let this word depart from being in your presence. Eat it. Study it. Know it. Spend time with it. It's living. It's powerful. And it's a solution bringer to every problem on the face of this earth. Is right here. Book of the law shall not depart. This book, the Holy Scriptures shall not depart from your mouth, and you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have success. So, living word. Our way is what? Prosperous. Come on, somebody declare.
Amen.
Prosperous. My way is prosperous. My way is prosperous. We're loaded in a gate and prosperity in all things is over you. You're riding on the back of prosperity and success.
Yes.
Prosperity and success has been loaded in the gate with me. This said so. Do you believe it?
Yes.
It's true. And so now, prosperity, success, very courageous, very strong. Ooh, double anointing. You feel the Elisha anointing on that? Very, very. We've been loaded into that gate. And what happened when Israel crossed over? When Joshua took him into the promised land, they ran into a big problem. Its name was Jericho. But God says, in chapter 6, he says, look, I've given you the city. Okay, I had really high fortified walls, all the valiant men and soldiers. So you see, now we design DNA from Father to multiply, bring heaven to earth, bring the shalom, bring healing. God gives us Jerichos. Yes! Thank you for Jericho. So you can show yourself strong through me. Yeah! And so they marched around that city for 7 days, blowing a shofar. And on the seventh day, what happened to Jericho will always happen to every Jericho that comes and tries to confront us. It will fall down flat. My Bible says it fell down flat. So you've been loaded into the gate. Anticipate and thank the Lord Jesus for the Jerichos, because it says that Joshua's fame was spread all the way through the land. You know what's really cool about the Father? You know what's really cool about God? He gives us commands. Then he gives us the anointing. Then he goes and knocks down the Jerichos. So Joshua could be famous in all the land. He brags on us, and he does all the work. That's the kind of Father we serve. Isn't that crazy? He does all the work, then he goes around bragging on us. Why? So his joy may be made full. His dream. He's a dreamer. The Father's a dreamer. 7 days, seven trumpets. You're loaded in the starting gate. Jericho has fallen flat. This is the gate you've been loaded into. Here's the number of the gate. Gate 7. Because heaven's blowing the shofars. You've been loaded into the gate. Jericho has fallen. And you're going to go have prosperity and success, being very courageous, very brave. And all it says, Israel, they took of all the gold and the silver and the iron, and was given to the Lord. So the gold and the silver, the gold of healing, the silver of redemption. This church is going to be full of street people.
Yes.
They're coming. Because you've been loaded in the gate. 7 days, gate 7, today. Church of the Reconciler, I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of Holy Spirit, this is your seventh day.
Yes,
This is your seventh day.
Amen.
It's your seventh day in finances. It's your seventh day in new relationships. It's seventh day in healing breakthrough. Yes. It's seventh day in ministry.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. This is your seventh day. You have been loaded in the gate called seven. Jericho has fallen. You can expect seventh breakthrough in finances in Jesus' name. Breakthrough in new relationships and relationships that are broken in Jesus' name. Expect the people who have left this church to come back to this church in Jesus' mighty name. Because God is the God of reconciliation. This is the seventh day for the church of the reconciler. Reconcile the new relations. No more Leviathans wrapping themselves around this church anymore in Jesus' name. There's new relationships. Old relationships are going to be restored. New finances are coming into your personal lives and to this church. Because the church is going to be full and overflowing in the name of Jesus. This place is going to be known as a healing church. They're going to come here because blind eyes are going to be opened. Ears are going to be unstopped. People are going to get out of wheelchairs because this is your seventh day in Jesus' name. It's a breakthrough day. A breakthrough day. A breakthrough day in your finances. A breakthrough day in your relationship. A breakthrough day in healing. And breakthrough in ministry. There's going to be doctors coming to this house. And there's going to be children being raised up in new ministry. There are people coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And your ministry in the name of Jesus will be released. You'll be not afraid to go and do good work. You won't be afraid to go and to prophesy. You won't be afraid to go and release life. Because this is your seventh day. And Jesus has declared the seventh day, the walls have come down. This is your breakthrough. Through day in Jesus' mighty name. So there's one thing. There's one thing the nation of Israel did on their breakthrough day. They gave a mighty roar of applause and praise because the enemy needs to hear the applause and the praise coming from the house.
Amen.
He needs to hear the victory song of our breakthrough seventh day. You've come to your seventh day. Somebody stand up and give Jesus a mighty shout of praise in this house. Hallelujah! 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 Yeah, Jesus! Yay! We just scared heaven right into the demonic realm. Don't think they didn't hear that. There's the declaration.
Yes.
There's the prophetic word. There's the reality. And there's the truth of your seventh day. You've come to your seventh day. The day of breakthrough is today.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Woo!
The peace of the Lord always be with you.
And also with you.